Welcome to another Train to Gay Radio production with Danny Palmer.
My name's Daniel Rutter, and I'm from Teddington.
Hi, Daniel. First of all, what's the name of your team that's going forward to make something unreal live, and why has it got that name?
We're called Indigo Jam Games, and there's a few different reasons. The main one is that indigo is a colour that scientists can't decide whether it does or doesn't exist, and it's kind of got a bit of mystery around it. And the word jam comes from, well, we all met at the game jam, and that's how we got to know each other, and that's what we've got in common. And those two things came together and sounded quite tasty, so we ran with it.
And because of your success at the Trains Game and Epic Game Jam, you know, moving forward to make something unreal life, where you're using the Fighting Fantasy IP to make a game. Which of the Fighting Fantasy books is your game going to be based on?
We're really lucky in the fact that the book we're doing is one of my personal favourites, and it's Death Trap Dungeon.
What genre of game have you been assigned to make?
We were given the genre of the action-adventure game, probably one of the broadest ones out there.
But it fits well with Death Trap Dungeon, I suppose.
Definitely. We had the choice of House of Hell or Death Trap Dungeon, and we thought House of Hell was more of a survival horror kind of thing. Still a really good IP that we would love to do at some point, but Death Trap Dungeon fitted really well with our action-adventure brief.
Tell us a little bit about your game, some of the mechanics and how it works in iOS with UDK.
We've opted for doing a first-person action-adventure game, keeping with the idea of the book where, you know, you are the player, it's all about you, so we don't have another character there that's getting in the way of the story. It really is you in the action. We've also stuck to keeping with dice for combat, which is very much rooted into that mythos. That's what all of the books have. That's what I fondly remember. We also have little things like environment kills and being able to sneak around. So you can play through the levels in a couple of different ways, depending on whether you like doing the combat with dice or whether you would rather avoid the enemies or dispatch them in other ways.
And how have you found developing this game for the iOS platform?
Developing the game has been fantastic. Being fairly early adopters, I think, of iOS for UDK, there's been a few games out there, but they're gradually coming out now. So it's a real kind of finding our own way of doing things. But once you sort it out, it's amazing. And especially that we can plug in our phone or iPads and download the game and actually have it there and play test it is really, really good.
How have you found the transition from being a team at the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam to being a fully functioning game developer working towards make something unreal live at the Gadget Show?
It started off absolutely terrifying, I won't lie to you. You know, suddenly you've gone from 48 hours where I turned up mainly for the experience and just to have fun, got a really good group of people. And you know, we came out really well from it, which was really good. And then suddenly Gadget Show's up for grabs, you know, a license is up for grabs. It's like, right, okay, we've really got to knuckle down and come up with something. But we've had to work around some clever ways of working because we're not in the same room. You know, you can't lean over and just look at what the other person's working on. So David, our lead programmer, he set us up with a forum where we originally started coming up with ideas. Then we were given our IP. We have a TeamSpeak account so we can all chat online, so we verbally communicate. We use various web-based software for sharing screens. So we are kind of working in the same room, but over the internet.
How are you looking forward to making a game at the Gadget Show Live in front of potentially thousands of people?
I'm really looking forward to it, actually. I really am. It's something I've always been interested in games, and if something like this had been going on, I would have been there to see what's going on. And I'm sure lots of people have lots of questions, and I now feel like I'm in a position where I can answer some of those questions because, you know, we're doing it. So that's really cool.
Finally, can you tell us about the contact details for Indigo Jam for those who want to follow your progress in the next couple of months on Facebook and Twitter?
You can indeed. We do have a Facebook page and a Twitter page. Our Twitter handle is at Indigo Jam Games. And our Facebook page is also Indigo Jam Games. So yeah, come along, like us, follow us. As soon as, you know, we do have interesting information, we will share it with you.
Great. Good luck with that, and good luck making something unreal live at the Gadget Show. Thanks for your time.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Danny.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.